When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, Jillian Michaels here with some super exciting news. You can now listen to new episodes of the show completely ad-free, exclusively on Stitcher Premium. In addition to our ad-free episodes, you can also listen to tons of other ad-free Wondery shows. You can sign up now for a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and using the promo code Wondery, W-O-N-D-E-R-Y. Then once you're signed up, you just download the Stitcher app for iOS or Android and start listening. That's stitcherpremium.com/Wondery, promo code Wondery.
All right, guys, I don't know what's going on, but you seem to be obsessed with Alaya Naturals. And so Shauna Ryder, the founder, has her own relationship with all of you now and would like to offer you a discount to all podcast listeners. What is it, G? It's JM Pod. So you literally go to AlayaNaturals.com, and if you enter JM Pod, P-O-D, J-M-P-O-D, you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. That's AlayaNaturals.com, A-L-A-Y-A, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S.com. Hello, squad.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Toodaloo.
Hey. I think toodaloo means bye.
Hola.
I guess he's leaving.
Yeah. You know that, right?
You're right.
See, chow works both ways, though.
Mm-hmm. And aloha and shalom.
Shalom? Shalom means hello?
I didn't know it meant goodbye.
You're looking at me like peace. I said it. That was Jay. The peanut gallery back there.
Well, I thought you'd know. You're very worldly.
I am 0.03% Ashkenazi Jew, thanks to 23andMe.
Nice.
So, shalom, my friends.
I don't know that I buy that shit. Greg got his and he's like...
Don't ruin... I'm Congolese. I'm Nigerian.
Not a chance. Nigerian. You are a monstrous size human with tiny ass little parents. It is weird.
Yeah, your parents, that, I mean, were they always that small?
No, they're tiny. And his sister's tiny. His sister's my size.
Hmm.
Maybe, yeah, she's teeny.
Maybe there is some DNA to be checked.
Well, we're running a test currently in the family. My mom, my sister. I want to make sure that my sister and I are not the same, so then we can prove our theory about our mom.
She got around, homegirl got around. Mm-hmm. But you both kind of look like your dad, too. That's
yeah,
the problem.
I know,
yeah.
But the thing is, in all my stuff, I'm Spaniard and Italian, like 70%.
What's Audrey?
She hasn't gotten her results back yet.
Oh. That stuff's weird. I mean, my little sister's like white as a friggin' sheet. With red hair and brown eyes, and she is like almost all Middle Eastern.
She looks nothing like Greg.
No, Greg looks like me.
Yeah.
I know, they're full.
That's so weird.
I know, Greg with that big honking freaking Arab nose. Thank God I got mine fixed. No offense to any of my fellow Arabs out there, but wow.
Greg's nose though. I don't know, there's something manly about it. I don't know.
Oh, I love that men can have enormous noses and be that much more masculine.
Well, that's
they can
true.
Go gray and be sexy. They can have wrinkles and look distinguished.
No, but there are some women out there whose noses are larger than I've And then they
but I would
look
never,
good.
No.
Who?
Now I'm afraid to say.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
It's okay to have a big nose, but personally for me, I'd like to take a pass on that. Hence the reason
well,
I
you did.
I surely
you
did.
You took a pass on that.
I got to tell you, like, oh my God. I don't mean to sound like a dick, but the reality is that the world does have its prejudices.
Well, it's important if you have it. If you don't like it and you can change it, then you change it.
I really felt, and I would get picked on all the time. Mm. How did we get on this? Oh, because G's Nigerian.
I have part Congo in me, too.
There's
Congolese.
Not a chance this is you're Congolese.
This is it the ADD episode.
A thousand years ago, you
episode,
had...
Episode, you mean show.
Hold on, I'm going to read it to you for
all
a minute.
All right, hang on, here we go.
I sent this to you all while
what
we were
are we
Japan.
Supposed to be talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, see?
Because... Here, hold on.
Actually, you didn't say we were. I could have been at the upstreamist medicine.
Beginning 3,000 years ago, the genetic tapestry of the Congo basins was transformed by the influx of Bantu-speaking peoples from the north. Right?
Okay.
I have some of that in me.
I don't think so.
Did I spit in your hand, and did you analyze it?
I'm telling you,
because that's how the lab did it.
No, straight up, I'm 29, I'm 86% European. I'm 29.3% Iberian from Spain, 21% from Italy, and 11% from Croatia.
Oh, you're Croatian. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. So, and then I've got a little Eastern European, obviously, but in the immediate, in the 200 years of lineage.
You put that shit under like a fake name, right?
No, I did it under my name.
Ugh.
But I did not opt in
Ugh.
For me to...
Fake name.
Share your information.
No, they own you. They're like, they know everything about you. They own that information.
Well,
they can sell that information.
I just read an article that they're doing deals with pharma companies.
Yeah, they are. 100%.
But I thought they can't.
You heard that story. I'm forgetting the name. I read the book. It's a famous book. They did a movie about it with Oprah, I think, where they, Henrietta Lacks.
Oh, yeah.
This woman had cancer.
Well, that was yeah.
And they took her cells, and they did something with her cells, and they made millions of dollars selling her cells all over the world.
What happens is when
it's a huge thing.
When you have a tumor removed, it's no longer yours. So with hers, it was back in I think the 50s, and they always look at the cells, and they found something unique about her cells, and they were able to develop cancer treatments for her cells, but. You know, she died and her family was never
compensated.
But like,
and her cells were sold like all over the world.
But
and
that's
still
part
are
of
to
what
this
you
day.
Saw. I mean, when they took out my tumors, they were theirs to experiment on and try to discover.
Things.
I think that's what this segment is about. It's about DNA and genetics and paranoia.
No, dude.
I think I'm having a heat flash. It's kind of warm
in
here.
You better get that windbreaker off.
Yeah, it's your windbreaker. I don't know, man. I just think nobody needs, like, my phone freaks me out. It listens to everything I do.
Absolutely.
They sell all your information. Like, I get it. Like, you'll never be able to have anonymity again. That's done and over with. But I just don't, I don't need, like, somebody has my, I didn't do it. The 23andMe thing,
yeah.
I didn't do it. I was like, no. Everyone did it. I was like,
Well, it's like.
You know what I know? I'm short. That's what I know. I had a huge nose. I fixed it. I mean, I know these things about myself. Like, I already know. Like, what are you going to tell me that I don't know? I'm dealing with what I know. I got crazy-ass eyebrows that I constantly have to deal with. I'm hairy. I'm dealing with that shit all the time. Like, am I going to look at this thing and be like, oh, I'm
Do you care what?
Fucking Congolesian. That's why I'm hairy as fuck. No. I got to deal with it. It costs me money and laser. It's a thing. I don't need to know why it is the way that it is.
So are you paranoid that they're going to now mark down all of your DNA information for future?
I don't know. What do you need my DNA for? What do you like? Why do you need to know? Like, what are you doing with that?
Well, people like to know their ancestry for whatever.
I mean, for me, it was just personal reasons.
Fake
I don't
name.
Care
fake
what
name.
They
no. What are
do
they
it?
Doing though with it? I mean,
what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Well, they
it's
have
like,
a database.
Sound like I have some super sperm that's going to change the world.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
In fact, there might be a
they
bunch of little
you.
G's running around. Look at Phoenix.
Did I ever tell you that story?
No. I mean, I don't know. Which
so
one?
Think about how many like fertility clinics there are.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
So where I went to go get my sperm tested when I was married and we were having difficulty getting pregnant.
Yep.
So I was like, maybe it's me. So I went and the doctor sent me to this lab and it comes out that the lab that Heidi and Jill chose to use to get their donor sperm was where I dropped mine off.
Oh, my God.
True story.
Oh, my God.
True story. Yeah. Think about that. There's a lot of places in L.A. County.
Well, and also, it's like Lori's whole thing. And then while they were taking their donor test tube and your test tube, the tech turns to her friend and says, "So, hey, what are you doing this weekend, Susie?" That's Lori's
bit. For those
bit.
Listening, she was moving. You can't do these bits on the radio and expect people to know what you're doing with your hands. So walk them through it.
They have the test tubes, one in each hand.
Right.
And she turns to her friend away from the test tubes while she's putting them in the place they're supposed to go.
Right.
"Hey, what are you doing this weekend, Susie?" And we assume the test tubes got reversed. And somewhere that donor sperm was getting checked to see why
he has gray hair. Let me tell you, first of all, it has gray hair. It's six. It has four gray hairs. I've counted them.
Wow.
Yeah, it has gray hair. It's hung like a mule. Poor little guy. It's true, though. Like, we all know G is very small in that area, so it's strange. Like,
are mules particularly hung?
Well, I mean, if you're a six-year-old boy and you have a mule-sized wiener, that's big.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll grow into it.
No, you'd think I'm kidding, actually.
No,
it's not
I
funny.
Remember when he was born. It's probably the first thing you said.
That was the first photo I got from Jill at like 7 in the morning. She's like, "He just came out. Look at his sack."
I was like, "Look at this thing. What am I going to do with this? This is a mess. This is going to give so many people infections."
So there is a theory out there.
What was this about?
about DNA, this is paranoia, genetics.
And before all
and
that,
why
was,
do you want people to know? What do they need to do with your DNA?
Yeah, why do they need that? I don't know. I would say, what do they need to do with their DNA? I would say, I would tell them not to pay attention to their genetics, because I think that people get caught up for worse across the board, either taking good health for granted, good skin for granted, good X, Y, and Z for granted, because it's, my mom never got breast cancer, or like, my mom had great skin, or, taking those things for granted. Or I think they get caught up in what could be a foregone conclusion. Like that one caller we had about Alzheimer's. Yeah. It was like, my family, it's in my family. And it's like, and when again, the truth of the matter is that genetics, I just poked my own little dog in the eye. No.
Aww.
She's up. She's pissed. Is that genetics are, as I mentioned, dynamic, not static. And if we're going to refer back to the 60s.
I was just going to say,
and talk about your epigenome, you can actually affect your genetics for your offspring, too.
I was just listening to that again, and it is fascinating, because you think about what the traumas your own mother might have gone through in her life that then...
Oh, it affects, yeah.
Yeah.
It marks the epigenome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, whether it was a famine or whether it was surviving a horrible thing like the Holocaust or... Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I think it's incredible. It's like... that. It makes sense.
It is so...
fascinating.
So... fascinating, but I think it's empowering. So I would say, like, look, if you're curious about it, like, by all means, and I would definitely do it under a pseudonym. I would not.
That's a really good idea if you don't care about the family tree aspect of it all. And I don't know why you would need them for
that. By the way, that shit's scary. Like, people can find you. No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay.
Hey, Jill.
Hi, Cindy. All right. So check this out. One of the top searches right now in health and wellness are about fitness trackers.
Christmas.
Apple Watch. That's my fave. Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, it's pretty awesome, but they're not cheap. So if you can't, some people are, by the way, not Apple people. And if you don't have an iPhone,
that's true.
It can be, you know, but some people actually have a freaking, what's that phone? An Android. Why do they do that, do you think?
I don't know. I always, it's very frustrating when I text someone that is on Android.
I know, green.
I'm
color.
Like, I don't know if I can talk. Well, you get like,
you know, like there's anti-vaxxers, there's anti-apples out there too.
Yeah, but like the functionality.
It's so easy.
And it syncs with, it's like my whole world is like my AirPods with my phone, with the HomePods, with the computer, and it all speaks to itself.
Yeah. Plus, if you need to borrow a charger.
That's right.
Most people
I've just
have.
Ruined this whole segment, by
is
the way. Because
Is
just
that a Series 4 watch?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
The new one, yeah. Oh, they were supposed to send me one of those, that chick.
Mm.
I should write
it's
her.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Especially because now I used to just look at my steps on my phone. But now I realize how much walking around my house I do.
I love to at the gym.
Incredible.
You can leave your phone in the locker and like you've got, because like the phone, like at the end of the day, it's cumbersome. Not that I don't want you to like work out with my app, but like, you know, you can work out with my app at home in your living room and stream it to the TV.
Yeah.
which is better, like, than, like, look at the phone, put it down, do the move, like,
especially phones are so big now, too.
Mirror play that thing to the TV.
Yeah.
It's, like, awesome. So, I don't know, whatever. But if you do not have an Apple Watch, for whatever reason, these are the top five, right? And they do different things. But it's basically Fitbits and Garmin's. So there's the Garmin Vivo Smart 3 Activity Tracker. Basically, it has a built-in heart rate monitor and it's fully waterproof. So if you're a swimmer, that's a nice one, right? And it goes, right now it's on sale, actually. It says it's on sale for, like, I don't know, whenever you guys hear this, for like $60. who knows when you're going to hear this, which is, you know, look for them on sale. But then you've got the Fitbit Charge 2. I mean, again, you can get these at anywhere, right? Target, Amazon, Walmart, whatever. This one tracks the heart rate, the calories burned, the steps, and active minutes. You know, it's like the activity rings on the Apple Watch, not to bring that up again, but, and you can use it with, you know, the Fitbit app, which, I mean, I'd much rather you use, obviously, the professional trainer's app. But, like, so you see the difference, right? You got to figure out what you need. Like, do you need one that tracks activity? Is that important to you? Or do you want one that's waterproof because you're swimming? So look at what you need. And these are the different features because they all do something a little bit different, right? Then you've got the Samsung Galaxy Watch Tracker. This one tracks your sleep and your calories, and it sends you little guidelines. It's more like their version of the Apple Watch, right? So it's like, hey, you know, practice your breathing exercises, you know, guides meditation. Personally, for me, it's expensive. Like, if you need a tracker, it's not the most effective tracker. So it's kind of like Apple Watch, but not Apple Watch. So I would say don't spend the money. Get a super effective tracker. But that's, again, that's up to you. Then there's the Fitbit Ionic GPS smartwatch. Now, this is cool because it's got the built-in GPS. So if you're running, if you're, I love the Strava app. Like, it's like a social media network too. It, like, tracks where you're going, but it'll sync up with these devices, which is fun. So, like, people that are working out outside, going running, this and that. And this one also holds 300 songs.
Wow.
So it's like around $250. So here's what this one is. It's waterproof, right? It's got the GPS tracker. It's got a heart rate monitor. It also monitors sleep and activity, and it can hold 300 songs. But it's not cheap. Then there's the Garmin Vivo Active. And this one is also a GPS smartwatch. It's also waterproof. It has 15 preloaded. Wait. Sorry, hang on. Fitness tracker features more than 15 preloaded GPS. So I'm unsure what that means. Actually,
maybe it's maps. No,
and an indoor sports apps that the Garmin lets you play. All right, I'm unsure about that one, but again, you see they're similar but slightly different, and the prices vary to a pretty large degree. So if you're looking for just a cheap activity tracker, that Garmin Vivo Smart 3 is affordable. It's got the heart rate monitor. It tracks the burn. And that one, I think, is the best bang for your buck. If not, if you're going to start spending hundreds of bucks, personally, I'd just get an Apple Watch.
Agreed.
And it syncs with the Jillian Michaels.
And it looks dope.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, Jillian Michaels.
Oh.
I got some emails for you here.
I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start with this one from Nim.
Oh, I like, okay.
Who
cute.
Said she had listened to the Alaya episode with Shauna.
Oh, Shauna. Yeah.
And she said, where should I start with supplementing with Alaya? And how does supplementing progress over time, or even does it? Because she's tried before, but she's having problems with all this.
I mean, look, you got to look at supplements. I mean, for me, I take a lot of stuff. So this is what my routine looks like. And I can only speak for myself, right? And this is, I cover all my bases. What I like about Alaya is that, I mean, beyond the fact that they're organic, they're from Whole Foods, it's ethically sourced, it's ran by a mom, I mean, you know, who started the company because of her own issues with health and what have you. So that's why I like that company. When it comes to actual supplements, I take fish oils. Why? Because they're anti-inflammatory, they're good for heart health, they're good for brain health, they're good for joint health. So I take them, right? It's like a catch-all because I don't eat enough fish, quite honestly. And like the kind of fish you need is hard to find. You need wild salmon. Like it's expensive and it's hard to get your hands on. I take probiotics and prebiotics because we know that gut health affects everything from metabolism, immunity, brain function, like all of that stuff, right? So that's very important for me. I take the Amazing Greens because they've got adaptogens, digestive enzymes, and all of the little micronutrients that I may not be getting when I don't eat kale and broccoli and this and that and this and that and this and that. And it's like, it literally is like getting a massive quantity of greens without having to juice and all the, and it's like a catch-all, right? So I'm like, all right, I've got my enzymes, I've got all my micronutrients, all my superfoods, all my antioxidants, all my polyphenols. So I take that one. And then I take collagen. And I take it with MSM glucosamine chondroitin because in the six keys, it actually, what's fascinating is that MSM glucosamine chondroitin actually has anti-aging benefits, which I never knew about. But it's also really good for joint health. Yeah. And collagen we know is good for, this is a multi-collagen product, so it's good for everything from the lining of your arteries to your skin, because like different types of collagen do different things. So that's important to me. So it really depends on what's important to you. Now, if you, you know, if you have health issues and you're like, all right, I want to take, you know, somebody I was recently talking had rosacea and was taking like, you know, a B complex because of rosacea. Like, I'm not going to try to be a doctor for, again, a host of legal reasons. But if you have like a specific health condition and you do your homework on natural things you can take that would help that, and you're working with a registered dietitian or a naturopath, and they say like, this B complex is particularly good for people with rosacea, or you have leaky gut, so we recommend X, Y, and Z. That's a different conversation that I wholeheartedly encourage you to explore with the proper professionals. But if we're talking about overall supplementation for health, that's what I take. So I take adaptogens, which the whole point of adaptogens intuitively, and that's things like turmeric, ashwagandha, like all these superfoods you read about that you're like, oh my God, how do I take these things one at a time? You don't have to with these products. So adaptogens intuitively stabilize your body. So what they do is they essentially go in and they balance imbalances, hormones and things of that nature, right? So in particular, adaptogens are great for people with, again, arguably, I don't want to get sued, but like hormonal issues or menopause or this, that, the other, like they're great for that. We also know that these are powerful antioxidants with anti-inflammatory benefits. So things like turmeric, right, or curcumin, and she put like just the right amount and just the right blends so that you get the best bioavailability. And you got to look at the site and choose what's best for you. I would say without a doubt, the Amazing Greens product is crazy insane. Like just one of the absolute best. And then I would say my second one off there, if we were going in priority, would be the multi-collagen with the MSM glucosamine. I don't take a multivitamin anymore, personally, because I do the greens and the this and the that, and they're all from Whole Foods. So, like, the days of, like, multivitamins with synthetic C and this and that ended for me a long time ago. But, yeah, personally, that's how I would approach it. I love the brand. It's my favorite brand. Favorite.
I'm excited about it. Because I do my things individually because I can never find one in all in one place. So I was very excited too when we talked to Shauna about that. So app questions for you.
You sound very excited, Sam.
This is me excited.
I'm freaking excited.
This is a question about what are they? Chaturanga.
It's a yoga move.
Okay, so this is from Daria, who says, I'm in pretty decent shape. I can do a lot of your more difficult moves, but I cannot do a chaturanga. What am I doing wrong? My elbows always flare out.
It depends. I can't see her, but this would be my guess. So chaturanga, right, is a push-up move, essentially, where, although sometimes you don't actually push back up, sometimes you go into up dog, but it's where your thumbs, just like a push-up, are at the level of your armpits, so not in front of them or behind them, okay? Your elbows are tucked in at your rib cage, and your elbows should be over your wrists so that your arms are stacked. So people have a real hard time with that. G's not going to practice it in the corner. Okay. And you want to make sure that your shoulders don't collapse and they stay. So your upper arm is parallel to the ground, okay? Your shoulders don't dip below your elbows. Your elbows stay locked at your sides. Your thumbs are at armpit level. You keep the elbow over the wrist so that your forearms are perpendicular to the ground. Your upper arm is parallel to the ground in a perfect 90-degree angle. You keep your bum tucked like your pants, your crack of your bummy is going to gobble up your pants. Keep your belly button pulled into your spine so your core is tight and engaged. Now, the key, you're in position. Before you lower, you're going to shift slightly forward a few inches and then drop down, and then you'll be in alignment. The problem is that just like a push-up, people drop straight down and then their elbows open up and flare. So you want to shift slightly forward off the balls of your feet a couple of inches and then lower so your elbows line up over your wrists.
I just took a video of that, and hopefully I'll
be sure to promote.
Make sure to send it to you when this airs.
Please do, small friend.
Elizabeth would like to know, I have been an app subscriber from the beginning and noticed strength moves repeat 2 days in a row sometimes. You always talk about push-pull muscles, so I wanted to see if I should...
Wait, would she notice what moves for 2 days in a row?
Strength. You said... Wait,
what program is she... I'm so sorry. One more time.
Just on the app.
Okay.
From the... she notices that strength moves repeat 2 days in a row sometimes, i.e. Wedding Warrior advanced settings will... For example, have me to do wide rows 2 days in a row. And you say, so she's saying, should I swap out the second day or repeat the moves?
No. Unless she's getting the same workout again, which is a glitch.
Oh.
Yeah, then she needs to like reload the app because it's structured in such a way where it does factor in. It could be that she got a total body day, but the only reason that would happen is if it was like a wide row in a crescent move versus a wide row in a plank position, pulling up one arm at a time. So like unfortunately I can't see it, but my guess is that she's got maybe she needs to reload it, or it's not registering she did that day's workout and it's giving her the workout again.
Forward me that email.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because something's...
I'll have it.
Yeah, something's... If she's getting the same workout, that it's not registering that she did the day before.
So okay.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
It's a glitch.
Yeah, most likely.
Let's see. Oh, Dahlia in the Netherlands. We were going to try to do her as a call, but she's in the Netherlands. She has questions about combining workout and meal plans on the app. Following the Slim 60 workout and calories are set for 1500, combining it with CrossFit training. I'm doing 2 to 3 CrossFit training a week, 2 to 3 of your workouts. I feel like I'm eating too little. No energy, too much sleeping.
Yeah, she probably is. How much is she eating?
Sounds like she set the calories at 1500, but then added CrossFit.
But what program is she doing?
Slim 60.
Hold on. Read this to me from the beginning.
Certainly.
One more time.
Questions about
the app.
Combining workout and meal plans.
Okay.
Following the Slim 60 workout and calories are set at 1500 with CrossFit training. I'm doing 2 to 3.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Slim 60 does not incorporate CrossFit for a reason. And the calories on the meal plan are not set. Right. You set them. So she set them at 1500.
Oh.
So the way the meal plans work is that you read the meal plan and I say, based on your goal, this is where your calories need to be. Then you know how many calories are in each recipe. So depending on how much, it's like, this is a serving. Mm-hmm. This serving has 400 calories. So if you're like, well, I'm eating 1,600 calories today, so I'm going to have a serving and change of this. And you can change it in the app. You can make X amount of servings. It's totally individualized. It's called an advanced meal planner. So you can say, I'm making this for one person. I'm making it for 10 people. I'm making it for three. And the recipes adjust. And it tells you where to set your calories based on your goal in the introduction to every meal plan. Mm. So for that very reason. So, and nor in there, by the way, am I like, oh, do Slim 60 and do CrossFit.
Yeah.
So if she's doing Slim 60, which is 6 days a week, is she cutting out half of Slim 60?
Yeah, she says she's doing 2 to 3 CrossFit trainings and 2 to 3 of your workouts, which I guess are Slim 60
workouts.
I
also don't know if she needs to lose weight because she didn't tell me that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like, do you need to lose 5 pounds? Do you need to lose 10? Do you need to lose 50? Do you have none to lose? So I can't, you know what I mean? This is
right. She set the calories.
This is where it's so frustrating to do this stuff without being on the phone.
Yeah.
Well,
but it sounds like she set the calories for 6 days a week, Slim 60, and then she replaced 3 of those extra.
It depends if she needs to lose weight or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I would. Well, we need a phone call with her.
Well, she's in the Netherlands.
Okay.
So we're going to have to fly there. I think we can do that. We can pull that off.
I would say stick to Slim 60 and finish that program as I wrote it. If you have weight to lose and you're feeling lethargic, go to 1,600 calories right now. If you don't, then you're going to need to eat about 2,000 calories a day.
Cool.
Even on Slim 60.
And even in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.